This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties. Now, here's Denise Bauer.
Well, welcome to our show today. We have some great guests with us. We have Gretchen Thompson, and she is the Director of Clinical Services here at Fairhope. Welcome, Gretchen.
So happy to be here.
And Mary Scott, and she is our Home Care Manager for Hospice. Welcome.
And I'm also glad to be here.
And can't forget Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator. Welcome, Rick.
It's good to be here. And, you know, we keep our old shows on file.
Yes.
And I think Mary is the queen of reruns. I hate to say that.
Because when we
don't have a guest or something, we can't have the show because of a holiday. Bingo. I pull out one of Mary's shows.
So I thought I was the queen of Scots.
No. You were the queen of hearts.
Queen of reruns.
Queen of hearts was pretty good.
See, you've got a lot of titles, Mary. We'll have to have them all. I don't think we can add them all to your name badge, but we'll have to work on that.
It'd be one of those things that flip-flop all the way down to her feet.
You know, right. Accordion. It would be an accordion style where all of a sudden just
kind of the window blind.
There you go. Yeah. We could do that. It'd be fine. Well, you know, one of the reasons...
You heard it first.
There we go. One of the reasons we asked Mary and Gretchen to be on our program today is because this is Nurses Week, and we have special days that we are actually celebrating here at Fairhope. But really, Gretchen supervises most of the nurses in our organization, and Mary helps with the home team. So it's only fitting to have, you know, some of our managers for nursing to share a little bit about what we do with Fairhope and how nurses are involved with our hospice program.
Yeah, we
and
have
palliative care too, I guess, right?
We have about 50 nurses, I do believe, here. We have several in palliative, and then the bulk is either in Pickering House and home care. Mary's over the home care nurses, and she keeps them in line, makes sure that they're doing all those wonderful things that they do. This week we are celebrating not just National Nurses Week, but Healthcare Week. So we kicked off today with a wonderful breakfast from Marie Scrambler's, and tomorrow we've got some...
We have certificates, and we give our staff each a nice token of our appreciation, which are going to be nice little portfolios, so they can have their notes to carry with them and protect their papers. And then Wednesday, Fairfield National Bank will be here and presenting some information, some financial information to help our staff, and they're going to be bringing lunch.
Are they going to bring samples, like a roll of
quarters
for everybody?
You may have to call them and find out.
Yeah,
I mean, we kind of leave it up to them.
I believe we have massages scheduled also this week.
Thursday.
For the staff members. They get a...
Get a little pampering 15, day.
10 or 15 minute massage, I believe.
Yeah, it's a little pampering day. Just, you know, because some people like the food, some people like the pampering. And then Friday we have a vendor sale here in the Pickering House, in the Gorsuch Conference Room, where we have vendors come in and sell things so we can buy Mother's Day gifts for ourselves or our mothers or the significant people in our lives.
And
so, you know, we like to shop a little bit, so that'll be fun too.
Well, you know, what we're talking about here is kind of classic Fairhope. We always have something going on for the employees. It is a fun place to be, and people don't understand that.
Well, and Gretchen, I know we've talked about this before, but one of the things, we do it during Nurses Week because we have to pick a week, but and we do have a lot of nurses that work here, but we celebrate it as Healthcare Appreciation Week here because there's some disciplines and professionals that don't really have a week. So we don't celebrate them, you know, throughout the year. We just have one week of fun and where we celebrate everyone that works here. So I think your staff enjoy that.
I think so.
They do. But, you know, Gretchen said that I keep the staff in line, but they do a pretty good job keeping me in line, keeping me straight. So
and if you know Mary, that's a job.
No, we've got a good group of nurses here, and they don't need a whole lot of discipline. They work
that's so true.
Pretty independently and out in the homes taking care of the patients, and not just the patients, but their families. And we even take care of some of the patients' animals need some help. So we've got a couple of patients that we go out and help them feed their animals or take care of them when they're not able to do that. So it's kind of a take care of the whole family kind of deal we offer here.
You know, when Mary mentioned that, I do some writing in the paper, and the ones about pets always get the most attention. The newspapers will say, you know, they got some feedback, and almost all the pet stories come from Mary, because all of our staff, you know, we take care of the family, and pets are part of the family.
Right. And I think somebody shared a story this morning about when someone had passed, how Maybe it was you, Rick, when you shared about how the...
That was a Mary story.
Yeah. It was a Mary story that Rick shared at a meeting I was in.
Yeah, she had, when she called, they always said a Labrador came to the door. And she got a call that the person was near the end. And so she went to the home, and when she came in, the dog didn't meet her at the door, and she knew right away something had happened. And she looked over at the recliner, and behind the recliner she could see the dog's tail, and it was whimpering. She said, I knew that dog was crying. Aww. And the thing that was, you know, what impressed me was the fact that she here she is coming to a crisis, and she still included the pet in what's going on. And, you know, we've had so many stories where the pets are part of it. And, you know, another one, it comes to mind, I've talked about this before, where I knocked on the door to visit somebody, and she answered the door. They didn't have a phone, so we just had to drop in. And she said, you're from hospice, aren't you? I said, yeah. And she goes, well, our dog, a little dachshund, didn't bark. And he barks when every single person has come to that house since he was a puppy. She said, when I come in, the dog barks. When my husband comes in, mailman, always barks. The first nurse that came over for the consult to sign us on, he didn't bark. She said, how did he know that hospice personnel...
That's amazing, isn't it?
They know people.
Yeah.
So if you can't believe a person, you can believe your pet. So
yeah.
They're going to tell you the truth.
Yeah, if your pet doesn't like somebody, consider that.
So are you one of the nurses when you were visiting that carried little treats for the pets?
Sure, I had treats all the time in my bag. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if I forgot to refill, I was in trouble.
Yeah.
I actually ended up with a cat from a patient that passed away that the family didn't know what to do with, so... Sometimes we end up with their pets because they don't know what to do, so we end up taking them in. So,
and you know, there's been times where I know that we've had patients on our hospice program, and the patient was really struggling because they were concerned about what they were going to do with their pets, and our staff have pitched in and found homes for them or taken them themselves. So it's another thing that we do to add quality to our patients' lives so that they can pass comfortably.
Mm. Right now, we have a patient on service. And we're going into the home on a daily basis. And the reason we're going in is because he's no longer able to feed his own cat. So we go in to feed the cat and make sure the cat's safe. While we're there, we also make sure he has lunch and that he's doing okay too. But it's amazing just how much that cat has meant to our staff. So it's not just for us or for them. It's also for us. We grow very attached to the animals and to the patients that we take care of.
Well, I think that brings up a good point, Gretchen, in that, like in home health and other things, different types of care there, you have to kind of justify your visits. But in hospice, there's no limit on that. We don't get paid by the visit. They kind of track how many visits we make, but we don't get paid by that. It's just a daily rate. So we can provide as much care as we want with these patients. And like you said, some people we're visiting every day because they're not the Medicare isn't going to pay any more or less for those patients. So I think we go above and beyond to do that. And like you said, if it's a family member that needs, some assistance or maybe the pet, like we're doing with this patient, that's what we're here for, because it's all part of this journey for this patient family to make them comfortable. So whatever we can do is very helpful, I'm sure.
Well, and physical comfort's not the only thing. There's the emotional comfort. So if they're worried about their pets, it's hard for them to have quality last days that if they're sitting worrying about their animal and if it's being taken care of or...
Not just their animals, but they're also their family members.
Right.
If we have a younger patient on staff or on service and they have a child that's not able to take care of themselves, that weighs heavily on them and it affects the way that they are at end of life. That stressor is not something that should be something for them to bear, and that's one of the reasons why we have social workers and bereavement counselors to start now to help that family either find the answers to their questions. We have ministers to help them emotionally and spiritually. Those things are all important at end of life because each spiritual, emotional thing, something besides physical, does affect our end-of-life feelings. We want them to be comfortable at end-of-life.
Well, we're talking about, what it boils down to, we don't have a protocol where if they have an illness, here's what we do. We come into the home and more or less ask them what they want.
That's right. And we so many people associate hospice with give them medicine. And that's not the way it is. The important thing is for the patient to be comfortable. And that might be doing things besides giving medicine. And it may not be doing giving that medicine at all. It really depends. It depends on each single patient and what they want and what they want at the end of life. And that's what we try to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not disease specific. You know, it could just because two people have, say, heart disease, their needs might be different according to their family. So, you know, those are all different needs. So you don't treat one disease the same for every patient.
And that's a nice part about seeing them in the home. You get a better feel for what's going on. You know, when they come to an office or come to the hospital, you see in your own environment, if the medical people see it, but when you go to their home, you get a whole different picture of what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, you can see how they live, and we don't do anything to change that, but you get more of an idea of who they are.
So. I think that's why our staff sometimes feel like they become part of the family,
mm-hmm.
because they are so involved. You know, they have to maintain that separation and boundaries, you know, at a point, but, you know, they just feel like they really care about these patients and family, which is, I think, what makes Fairhope very special.
Do you go to, if I can ask, do you go to the funeral sometimes, the calling hours when you get to?
We do, and our staff does. Our case manager nurses, they attend a lot of the funeral showings and services. And
as do our social workers and,
yes,
and our ministers,
our social
too.
Workers, ministers. Our ministers actually perform a lot of the funeral services for the families.
Yeah. Well, it just shows our team approach, doesn't it, girls? Well, I want to thank Gretchen Thompson and Mary Scott and Rick Schneider for being with us. We are going to have to take a short break.